Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Optimizing Life on the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Ron Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection, the sponsor for the show. And we're excited that you're here with us Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Dun, 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 dun. What day is it? I got to look up the calendar. I don't even know what day it is. It is the 11th of September, October. In other words, yesterday was Columbus Day. And now we're a day later, and time is moving on. It's exciting to know, and I'm proud to say we have a history of about a Christian man who explored the world when no one knows where it was. They didn't even know if the land was flat or round or you were going to go to the edge and goodbye. And yet he took a chance and convinced the Queen of Portugal to turn around and sponsor him as Nina Lapina Santa Maria. And they explored the Caribbean and they turned around and found America. So I welcome you here today to be calling from the land of the free and the home of the brave. And today we're going to talk about that. I know as our guests will come on board, it's going to be an exciting day. And so this morning, in a wild and woolly morning today, we've got a big presentation for the Hope Collection, presenting to a national figure this Friday, and we put together the proposal working with Chuck Mulmer from Jobonomics Program. And this morning I made arrangements to go from an email to my computer to a thumb drive to the actual print and the publishing of the presentation. Really high-end graphic display, and it's going to be a book. And I'm excited about being able to present that. I'm going to say hello to Mary and Kurt. Hope you guys are having a good day today, and thank you for coming on board today.
Hello.
Hi, Ron. How's it going?
It's been a whirlwind this morning, but it's a great whirlwind. If I go hoarse during this show today, I don't know why my throat is. I'm drinking. Let's say I'm going through my second pint of bottle in the last hour. I don't know what's going on, but my throat is dry today for some reason. So I just probably, you know, on Tuesdays we have the privilege of having a gentleman who not only is an expert in travel, he is the leader of an organization called Marketplace Ministries, the Commission. And he's been a community leader. He's been an officer in the Air Force. Frankly, none of us could get home today if we were traveling without him because GPS, you find on your phone that, you know, you put the boat and I want to go to 73 Norman Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14210, push the button. And it doesn't matter where I'm at. It'll lay it out in front of me and tell me to turn right here, turn left there, go down this highway, and it'll get me right into my driveway. And the guy that, the reason it happened, the miracle of having 11 satellites circling the Earth today, and there was a gentleman that was in charge of that computer programming, processing, and organizing to get those GPS satellites in orbit. So today we can rely on the cruise ships. We all go on cruises. Well, we all love to go on cruises. They all use the same satellites, same information. It doesn't matter if you're in New York, Denver, California, Caribbean, Japan, Europe. Well, we're using the same GPS because it's standard. And we have standards today, and that's standards. Boy, that's a great word. We're working real hard to restore standards that have been compromised in a lot of areas of life. You know, I got to share something that came in just a few minutes ago. My mail came. And I love it. It comes generally just before the show starts. And I got, I subscribed to a magazine called Agent at Home. Now, why would I do that? Because a while ago, my wife and I had the privilege of meeting Rick and Brenda Reese. We were introduced by my best friend of 40 years, my spiritual guide, my business partner. And he said, hey, you ought to listen to this guy. And thank God I did. We're not quite as far along as he is in cruises. We've done about 7 or 8, I don't know. We got another one coming up in February. And I found out the other day, I actually do have a cruise with Corona Carnival booked. It's not booked a date, but I got a cruise already paid for. And it's there and holding whenever I decide to use it. But Rick, what I was, and everybody on the call, what I want to share with you on the cover of this magazine today. This is so neat, guys. You know, when you talk about your dreams, you talk about going places. And so, you know, Lynn and I, because of, again, the privilege, having known Rick and Brenda and the organization known as Surge 365, when COVID hit and everything was shut down, we had a convention in Mexico, in Cozumel. And we went to this fantastic world resort called Grand Palladian Hotel and Resorts. And I'm sitting here looking right this moment. I'm looking out what it was like looking out our window of our suite. There's a pool with a, what do they call that? When the water goes right up to the edge. There's a name for that. I can't think of it right now. But infinity pool. Infinity pool, and it's all overlooking the trees and the ocean, the Caribbean Ocean. Beautiful. And the room was done in modern, beautiful rooms. The room was the bathroom. I got to tell you about the bathroom. They had a bathtub that, you know, like you're on a cruise or you're on a trip, you know, you want to soak in a hot tub after you've been out playing all day and swimming all day and having fun laying on the beach. I got in the pool on the bathtub and I couldn't get out. The high sides were so high and it was like they were pointed on each end and there wasn't a ladder. I needed a ladder to get out of it. Finally, I was like a beach whale. I rolled over the side and fell on my back. Linda wanted to call somebody for help. I said, don't you dare. I don't want anybody to see me on it. But here I am looking at the cover of Adrian Hull magazine. And the cover of the magazine is, I've been there. I can show this to anybody and say, Lynn and I have been there. They're showing places that Lynn and I like. And guess what? You can go there too. We've been given the privilege of being able to share dreams and then fulfill them. And so today, Rick, I said earlier before you got on the call, some folks had gotten here sooner. And I had said that I was having a little trouble with my throat. I might not talk a lot today because my throat's dry. I don't know what for reason. But I just wanted to share that point about the magazine that I got today. Isn't that cool? We've been there.
It really is. And good to be on the show. Good to hear your voice, even if it's scratchy. It's okay. It's all right. We can still make out your words. So, you know, it's all good. Yeah, that's amazing, huh? That when you see pictures like that, and of places, you know, that folks are like, I wish I could go. I wish I were there. And you look at those pictures and you know, hey, you've been there. You know, you've experienced it. And that's what life is all about, experiences, not stuff. I mean, you can buy stuff, but the experiences that you have, the memories that you can share are so important. So important. And so, yeah, Agent at Home is a great magazine. And I was going to say last week when you was talking about the magazines that came, and what magazine was that that you received last week?
Oh, what I got, it really wasn't a this was a magazine. That's Agent at Home that I just talked about. The Palladian Hotel in Cozumel that's on the cover.
You mentioned something last week.
I got it right here.
What was that?
I've got the World of Vikings. River
oh,
Ocean,
that's right, the cruises.
And I've got, my goodness. It's a half an inch thick. The book is a brochure showing all the different cruises, where they're going, what the cruises are like, what the ships are like. And I can look at that and I can say, well, you know what, that's what a room looks like. Because Lynn and I, just a short time after we got connected with you. You know, now we're known as You know, we're always in trouble here. So our being in trouble means we're on another cruise. We start, you create a maniac, you know, master, because my wife loves the cruise. So, right,
you know what
after
I love about it?
Go ahead.
Linda does the greatest job of documenting your experience, your trips in the books.
Yes, she does. Shutterfly books.
And being able to go back through those books and just remember the feeling, you know, how you felt during that experience, you know, whether it be the cruise, whether it be the Palladium, you know, whether it be Cancun, you know, putting those books together to capture, with the pictures, to capture those memories. And the coolest thing is actually looking back at it, you know, I don't care if it's a year, 2 years, you know, but looking back at it, it brings back those feelings, you know, that you felt then. And for a person that freaks out, you know, that gets uptight about a lot of things, there's a lot of background noise, but a person that freaks out, and go ahead and mute your phone if you're on, so we don't get the background noise.
Wait in line, shut the fuck up. I don't understand. I'm talking.
Oh, good.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, mute your phone so we don't get the background noise.
I'm surprised I don't get on anything in there.
And so, yeah. But yeah, being able to just recall those experiences is amazing, because people that go through a lot of stress, travel is probably, I'd say travel is the best thing for them to relieve the stress, you know, because it puts them in a whole nother place. And even looking at the pictures.
Go turn that heat off, you know, up here, Dice, please. Ain't got nothing to say, no.
I'm muted.
Go ahead and mute.
I've got it. I muted her phone. I muted her phone.
Okay, great. And so, but yeah, you know, but to be able to, as a therapy, travel as a therapy, I think is huge, because, you know, there's a lot of talk today about mental health, and especially with the athletes. And you can imagine, huh, the pressure that they're under to perform. And when they come out of that state of like total focus, and they're actually thinking about the audience and thinking about, will I be successful, and thinking about possible failure, and you can imagine the pressure, you know, when they're not just going through, you know, like routine, whatever routine they do, but they're now thinking, and it brings them back to a whole nother place of vulnerability. Travel will cure it, or people that are in high-stress jobs. You know, I used to work 80 hours a week. And like you're saying, developing satellite scheduling systems after I retired from the military, and coordinating contractors and coordinating schedules, and 80 hours run a week. And starting in the morning about 5, coming home about 8, at night, the kids were sleeping when I left. The kids were sleeping when I came back.
And, you spend a lot of time staring into a little box of black background, or maybe it was green when you got started. They switched to black later on. But were you looking at a screen, backlit screen, a lot?
I did, but it was mostly running around and tap dancing. It was mostly running around, coordinating, tap dancing, singing. It was a show. And I was the main jokester, so to speak. But you know, the main actor, and everybody was like, you know, had their part. And I was like, oh, no, it was like a puppet show. I was the puppet. And I did that for 2.5 years, Ron. I did that for 2.5 years. But you got to do what you got to do. why you got to do it. And that's why I can really appreciate travel now. This was before we were in the travel business, but we really didn't get a chance to travel. And I left that job. I actually let them go. I let them go in 2005. And I went into the community, and that's when I began to live. You know, it's amazing. That's what I love about Hope. You know, helping others by helping them help others. And shifting from a life of jumping through hoops to a life of service. Because when I left that job, I actually went into the community to serve in the community. And that's where I discovered Earl Walk, Joel, the founder of Hope, Country Boy, yourself, and all these great people who were in the world. Can you imagine if you... There's worlds that go on around you that you have no idea that even exist. It's almost like Dr. Seuss, right? The worlds within the worlds within the worlds within the worlds within the worlds that you don't even know. I didn't know the world of service because I was so caught up in the world of doing stuff and action. And then when I said, okay, hard stop, cut that out, go into the community, I was introduced to the world of service. And I found that that was the one that I was really supposed to be a part of, because that's the one that actually gave me peace. You know, that's the one that gave me, mental health, good mental health, positive mental health. That's the one where I met good people, that have good intentions and great hearts. That's the one that my spirit danced with, When I got into that world, I'm like, yeah, I'm alive. That's the one, on the It's a Wonderful Life when George Bailey comes out and he starts yelling and saying, hey, Bedford Falls, I love you, Bedford Falls. That's when the light comes on. That's the one when that you can sustain. Huh?
Yeah. When you realize that you do make a difference, your impact, you are. See, the enemy always wants you to put you down, may cause you to put yourself down. You're not worthy. You don't live. Who you can't be. Who you. It's all about destruction. Yeah, when we live in the world of service, that's honoring a kingdom of God. Whether we know it or even if we don't know it, it still is doing that. And when we find out, because it does fulfill our joy in our heart, allows us to do more than we ever could think of doing. And Rick, I want to relate a little story. There's someone on this call that will appreciate this story. We were on one of those cruises, and we were out in the Caribbean, and we were having a great time. On that cruise, we actually honored Captain Len Cain for the hero that he is by the Hope Collection, and we awarded him our Man of the Year award, that award that year. And we had one couple that was with us on the cruise. They'd never been on cruises. I don't know much traveling that they ever did much. But they were there, and we were down at the banquet hall to have dinner, and the rest of the group, the crew, everybody was coming, and was there that day, and we were going to eat dinner, but this one couple in there, they were missing, and I know you did some research and found out. Wait a minute, they weren't there. And I'm not trying to say this to embarrass them in any way, shape, or form. I want to show you what being free does for someone. But what happened is you turn around and you discover that those folks didn't realize that all the dinners are in breakfast and lunches and snacks are included. You don't got to bring your wallet and your checkbook with you to dinner. What do you want? So this couple came down, and they didn't come down because they didn't think they could. They hadn't set aside money for a banquet. Well, you got them. You made them feel very welcome, and they came down. And I remember the gal. She really likes shrimp cocktail. Now we're having a big banquet dinner, right? I think it was steak that night or whatever. You get steak or salmon or there's lots of stuff on the menu. And we're sitting there, and we're all having a great time. And I remember I heard her say to the waiter, the server, oh, I'd like a shrimp cocktail. she was all so excited about that. Well, he went by my our table. They were sitting at another table close to us, and the waiter came by me, and I said, wait a minute, bring her two. And every time she orders another one, bring her two. So that person is Cindy Allen. That's Kurt's wife that's on this call. I hope he came back on. But, you know,
I'm right here.
All I do, well, Kurt, we were so thrilled that you guys were able to share and be a part of that. And you didn't have to have any guilt. It was like a blessing and a blessing and a blessing. And it brought joy. I remember, Cindy, the joy that it brought to her heart to be a part of that day. That was so special. And we're glad you were with us.
The best part of the trip was when we were invited to the bridge by the captain, but then came and Joel Griffin. That was the best part of the trip. Just to stand in the crow's, I don't know what they call it, but man, just standing there, just watching the view from the bridge. Oh my God, it was awesome to see for miles and miles, and the water just crashing on the shore. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was the best trip we ever did. And I hope to
Oh yeah.
We want to go.
You're right,
year.
Kurt. You're right, Kurt. When we were standing up on that bridge of that cruise ship, and just looking out at the ocean, you know, cutting the water, and there with the crew, that was a moment. That was an absolute moment. We're just talking and just kind of walking around, and they were showing us how they steer the ship, and it was so peaceful up there and so clean. And I mean, that was an actual moment to get on in that space right then and there. And just like you said, you know, with the windows of the ship and the front of it, you know, it just goes from one side of the ship to the other. And you could see, and then you could walk all the way over to the right or to the left, and you could actually look back, and you could see behind the ship as well. Oh, man, that was wow. Will we ever do that again?
Yes, we are. Oh, yeah. We're going to do that again.
Will you ever get a chance? Because, you know, we had to go through the security. And Ron, I know you can only get, 20 people or so up there, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to be one. Brenda, we're going to be one of the ones. You know, we were really kind and gentlemanly before, but no, we're going to be two. I need two, Ron. We're not going to miss this one.
And the shows, oh my God, the shows are so awesome. Every night you had a Broadway show. And the food. Guys, if anybody hasn't not gone on a cruise yet, gotta go. The food was outrageous. It's so delicious. And yes, Ron is right. You can have as much as you want. I know. I had maybe 5 or 6 chocolate cake desserts.
The chocolate malava cake.
I had to have 5 of them. Yeah.
And how about laying in the deck by the pool or being out there at night when they had the movie, they called the dive-in theater, and you went down and you
the
got a towel to stay warm. And you could watch movies on the deck, get popcorn, watch movies on the ship.
On a very big screen, too. It was like a 60-70-foot big screen.
It's like going to the drive-in or dive-in. You know, what was important about that, Ray, Kurt, is that so many people got to know each other, and we knew of each other. We talked to each other.
Yeah.
But it gave people, yourselves and others, the opportunity to be able to intimately get to know someone's heart. See what drove them to look at what they were doing as an agent of hope. I'd like Joel used to like that. Ask everybody, think of yourself as an agent of hope. When you join the Hope Collection, which reminds me, everybody, I'm just waiting for one phone call And when that call comes to me, I'm going to push a button, and the new, we're going to be everybody that's been a part of Hope in the past or maybe has never registered, we're going to have a new registration form on the website. And I'm hoping I can, any minute that call could come in. And when it does, that link of you just put your name, address, email in there and say, I'll accept getting emails from the Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society, and you will be registered. And we're going to have a new, attached to that, we're going to be sending out a newsletter every month. They'll keep everybody informed of what's going on at Hope, different projects where somebody, you know, we've got some people that have become involved with us in the recent time, and they're actually creating programs that are nationwide, you know. Well, on Friday, Captain Lynn Kane, if you don't know what I'm talking about, come on the show on Friday. You can learn all about the kindness campaign. And now that has taken that from a national, international outreach. Now we've got something that is absolutely dynamic. A little girl named Ariana has formed in her school the Kindness Club. This is for kids to learn how to do nice things for other people, become a kindness person instead of being a bully or creating problems. It's going to be competitive for people, and they'll be recognized for doing something kind. And Ariana created that, her mom. And her mom, Mary, is on the call right now. Hi, Mary.
Hi. We not only have it in the schools, we also have it at our church.
Awesome.
They'll be part of the Sunday school curriculum.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So if anybody wants to know about that, we'll have you get in touch with Mary Stanley. She's on, by the way, she hosts the show on Wednesday. No, Monday, right?
No, Kurt runs it on Mondays. I co-host it to help it go along, and then I host the show on Wednesdays.
Great. Well, guys, what's happening is that people are reaching out, and they're doing the very thing that Joel created this organization to accomplish. That is to help others. And, you know, if you think about it, if you help somebody, that's a nice thing to do. We all should do that. But when you help somebody else either learn or teach or connect them into something that allows them or encourages them or trains them, you know, some people just don't know how to say hi. Some people really don't know how to say hi to somebody. They're scared what they might say back. They don't know what to say if somebody does say something. This world that we're on right now, this world of the Hope Collection, Optimize Your Life show, we have a greenhouse. We've got an environment where it's warm and nice and fun. We have people that are encouraged to start sharing from their heart. And how are they doing it? How can they do more? And some people call up and they say, I want to do more. What can I do? We've got a new gentleman that will be coming on. He's been on the show once before. His name is Gavin John. Gavin is a pro baseball player. And his season just ended. This past year he played for the Chicago Cubs. He played for the Colorado Rockies. And he was in the minor leagues through Triple-A ball in Kentucky till the end of the season. He had a .321 batting average, and he hit 18 home runs. No, he had stole 18 bases. He's a shortstop. So a young guy, and his testimony, he's writing a book that's going to come out, and we're talking about how we're going to help him to publish that and get it exposed. And he'll be on the show. We'll be interviewing him, and he wants to become a part of our organization, guys. And he was introduced. Let me show you. You know, we always talk about sharing this the Hope Collection with somebody, reaching your hand out, maybe getting yourself a box of Hope cards from the Vistaprint. They're online. You can order one or a thousand. But you can order them anytime you want and hand them out. And this one guy named Derek, and Derek is usually here. I don't necessarily notice. I'm going to go through the list. Quite a big list of people on the show today. And Derek hands out cards, and he sends cards to people from his connections on the internet. And he introduced Gavin to our organization, and we're moving along, got a great relationship, him and Bob Oakley and myself and some other folks are all working, and we're going on a journey together to expand our outreach, our journey. Again, that travel word comes up again. What we're doing every day, Rick, is we're traveling. We're helping people travel, expand their minds, their hearts, and extend blessings over and over and over again. Is that not cool?
Absolutely. Hey, Ron, you know, I was hello, Mary. Good to have you on, and Kurt. I was I'm a cruise. I follow your lead, Ron. You may not know this, but I actually follow your lead in becoming different specialists that you mentioned. And you mentioned that you were an American Cruise Line specialist. And so I had someone come by the house and didn't know her. I mean, she came by, I guess, a neighbor of mine in the military. They do the security background investigations. So a neighbor of mine is getting a security, a Department of Defense job. Mary knows all about this. And he recommended that she talk to me, you know, this investigator. So she comes by the house, and we just start talking. And I just happened to mention travel. She was asking, what do you do? Travel. And she says, my husband and I want to go on a Mississippi River cruise. Like, really? So I said, oh, okay. And so I'll send you some information on it. And so I, Ron, you know, you actually impact more lives than you know. And so I thought about you and your Mississippi River cruise and your experience and how you set that up for one of your friends. And so I came back and went on the computer, and I put in there American Cruise Line Lines Mississippi River Cruise, and it came up. And now, if I wasn't in the travel business, I would have looked at that website like any other person. But I know Ron Clayton, Ron and Linda. And so I said, okay, let me scroll down to the bottom where they talk about becoming a travel agent, a specialist. So I scroll down to the bottom, and I see where you can register to become a travel agent, you know, a specialist for American Cruise Line. So I did. And then I said, oh, man, I got to take training. Usually I just say, Brenda, got some training for you. But Ron, you're an inspiration. You're an inspiration, my friend. And so I said, no, I'm not going to call Brenda. I'm going to do this training myself. Ron, I did the training. I am an American Cruise Line specialist.
Yay.
And I'm telling you, huh? You know, that's a career. This is a career path. And so they sent me, you know, my certificate and everything. So I built this portfolio.
I got one
certificate in there. Do you? You know, here's what I learned. I never knew there were so many rivers that could take you to anywhere in the United States you want to go. You know, that's something that a lot of people don't realize.
When Rick and Ron, when I was going up to Maine for a vacation, I did see the, I think it was American River Cruise going into Provincetown, Cape Cod. And they were on the way, all the way up to, almost up to the St. Lawrence River, which is the very tip of Maine. Then they were going to come back down to through all the canals to the Cape and, you know, around Cape Cod into the canal and then back into Newport, Rhode Island. Can you imagine that trip? I mean, that trip is awesome. And you have a choice between a three-masted schooner to go on or a regular cruise ship to go on. I mean, it was amazing how, you know, I just followed the path up the coast all the way up. I mean, we're talking maybe 250 miles from Cape Cod all the way up to the tip of Maine or more. Like, it was, I mean, like, that's what I want to go on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ricky,
you're
Kurt,
right. I followed that, what you're saying, Kurt. Yes.
Can I share something with both of you guys? You are going to receive a letter at some point you're going to really receive a letter from American River Cruises, and they're going to offer you, because you became certified as a river cruise specialist, and you're certified, you now are going to qualify for 75% off the price of a cruise. And on top of that, they start sending you additional discounts as incentives. I got a check yesterday for American River Cruise for $1,000. They want me to get on the cruise, but gosh, I'm already going to Mexico with some folks. My sister Bonilla, and we got some new places. We're going there. I got a cruise, paid for a cruise with Carnival, another one that we kept taking. My wife, now good thing she's retiring in April, because when she retires, we're not gonna buy a home for a year, because we're just gonna keep going on cruises for the rest of the year while we're gone. Well, she retired.
I gotta
share
this with you.
Please,
I want to
share this with you.
I'm more busy now than I was working.
What happened.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You remember I was talking. Remember I was talking
you
about
doing
the magazine
you
agent at Home magazine I just got this morning. Well, I'm here in the back of the book right now. There's a double pages, two pages together. It's got a big black heading on the top of it, and it says Travel Agent Academy. Now, because we've become certified travel agents, Lynn and I and anybody else who becomes a certified travel agent, we have access to these classes. I'm going to go through them. When I say that, we become those certified people that we get benefits to all kinds of stuff. Here's one for New Charters, Alliance Partners. That's a charter company. Costa Rica, Aruba, Fort Myers, Japan, Jamaica, Atlantis Ambassador, Florida, Key West, Keys. Someplace, John Cancuncu, Belize, Guadeloupe, Korea, Palladium. Oh, there's a Palladium Hotel. When we go back, become a certified agent, we'll get they give you the discounts or extra nights. Don't cost you anything. Hawaiian, become a Hawaiian specialist. Guantanamo, Los Cabos, Malta, Miami, Panama, Puerto Rico, another charter company, Oasis, Princess Cruises, Catalina, Sunny Isles Beach, Naples, Puerto Vallarta. How do you say that? I can't even say it after that. Tampa Bay, that I can say.
We just came back from Puerto Vallarta.
Okay, well, see.
We came back from Puerto Vallarta.
So every one of these places I just mentioned, as a travel agent, we can take the courses. How long did it take you to do that course, Rick, to become a certified
I would say an hour.
No, what,
2 hours,
video,
2 hours,
right?
Max. It was easy. Normally I'm like, Brenda. But yeah, I watched the videos and I took the test. I watched the videos and I took the test, and
so,
and now I have
a
skill that will pay the bill.
Well, I'll give you a testimony to that, Rick. My barber, him and his wife, we just come back from one of our cruises, and he said, "Well, my wife wants to go on a cruise, but she doesn't want to go to Europe and she doesn't want to go on the Caribbean, and we still want to go on a cruise. What are we going to do?" And I said, "Well, Mike, it just so happens. Have you ever thought about going on a paddle wheel?" And I know this about him and his wife are from the 50s. They dated, and they love Elvis. And I said, because I took the cruise, the certification course with paddle wheel, they have the American Queen that goes from Nashville to New Orleans. And the one in Nashville, and when you leave, you get there the day before, and you get tickets to go to Graceland and Elvis Presley's recording studio. And then you leave on the cruise the next day, but then you go to these neat places. They had never been there. So they went, they flew in the day before. They had to the cruise line, put them up at the Sheraton Inn, took them to the port the next morning down below the bottom of the hill, and they got on board their ship, the American Queen, going down the Mississippi to New Orleans. It was 8 days. I probably worked over a period of time in 3 months that they were hemming and hawing which cruise they wanted to go on, where they wanted to go, and all. They, you know, they didn't make a decision yet, go do it and book it. They looked and they studied, and we got them brochures and got them online, and, you know, but I probably had a total 4 hours of work. They booked it and they went. I made $600 on them going on a cruise. Now, let me ask you something. If someone's looking and needs money, and we can show them, if they did one cruise a month, they found one person to go on a cruise, doesn't have to be this one, they could be on Carnival. And there's cruises that go for $400 to thousands. You can book anybody, anywhere, anytime, do become a remote destination. I can't even talk about weddings. People are planning weddings. They go to the island, they take their honeymoon couple, the parents, and they go on an escape to a beautiful island resort, and they get married on the beach with a minister, and they do the whole nine yards, and you make a couple $100,000 on doing that. So let's say you did one project a month for 12 months, did eight, and you made $800. Let's say the average was $500, and you did it for 12 months. That means you earned how much? That's $6,000 cash. Not bad for part-time income, is it? Not bad for my part-time income.
I think it's pretty good.
So
I think it's pretty good.
That's just on the travel side of it. If you're real smart, you know what the world needs right now, Rick? Travel agents. They need more people because the old book of brick and mortar and, you know, the strip malls and the mall, Boulevard Mall, whatever mall, those businesses went away. And now everybody goes online. It's okay to go online, but where do you get help? There are a couple independent companies that will help you book your travel and explain how you do it. They call that term concierge. The people that become concierge in the outside world, outside of a program like Surge, they spend $10,000 to get certified. We have a small fee, one-time lifetime fee, and then you want to have access to the market, so you get a monthly charge. And, oh, when you have that program working for you, you get a free vacation every year. That's not including all the money you can make. And you get to pick where you want to have your vacation. So,
and we did that. we went to Steamboat Springs, Colorado. You talk about back to nature. It was so, you know, it's amazing. Nature, when you get back into, you know, nature and the woods and the birds chirping and, you know, the forest and the rivers and the waterfalls, that does something to you. So we took our 7-day vacation stay. Went to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and I was looking for the catch because, you know, you're used to looking for, okay, where are they going to charge me? You know, you're a member for 12 months in Surge 365, and you get this 7-day vacation stay accommodation. You pay for the accommodation. So I'm looking for a catch. Okay, where, this is, you know, the second time we did it. The first time we did it, we were in Cancun, and we upgraded everything, so we had to pay extra. We never just took what they offered. This is the first time we took what they offered, free vacation stay. And, you know, we drive into the resort up in Steamboat Springs, a beautiful resort. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. They didn't even know we were part of Surge. You know, so we go in and we get our keys and we get into this really awesome flat, you know, that has full kitchen and 2 bedrooms and balcony with the mountain, huge mountain right there, ski resort. And so I just planned the whole week. It was Brenda's birthday during that week. And I planned the whole week to go to hot springs and just soak in the water. You would love it, of course, Ron. Just soaking in the hot water. And they had different temperatures. You can go into this pool, and it's that temp. And going into this pool, it's like, oh, it's really hot, you know, kind of deal. We went hiking around the lake. And just a beautiful week. And we didn't have to pay a dime. It was part of the whole package.
Rick,
you're a member of Surge for 12 months, and where do you want to go? Over 3,000 locations around the world. Mm-hmm.
Rick, that doesn't sound like the Red Roof Inn.
It was beautiful. So we come back late one night,
sick.
You know. This is out in the air. It's out there, meaning, you know, Ski Mountain Town. So we come back. And we see this raccoon that was about as big as a Great Dane, you know, and he's like looking at us with raccoon eyes and like, oh, that's a raccoon. He took off before I could get my camera up, but back to nature. And we drove up in the mountains and just the view of looking at the city from, you know, the mountain. And it's a ski town, but it was in between seasons. Wasn't a lot of people there. We just had a beautiful time. We caught the sunsets and the sunrises. And just a time to connect. You know, and that's one of the things about travel. It's like you get the feeling of prayer. You know, you get that connecting, you know, that connectiveness, you know, back to nature, to God. And a lot of times we get so busy in life that we need that. And sometimes you don't even realize you need it. And so people are stressed out. People are on edge. And you get back out into nature or travel on a cruise. And, or like Kurt was saying, being on the bridge of a cruise ship, you got, 4,000 people, whatever, on the ship. And you're right there on the bridge knowing that this is just guiding and taking care of everybody on this ship. And you have all the different activities going on the ship, and you're up here in the bridge. And, you know, with the dedicated crew that's taking care of the ship. It's that feeling, you know, we talk about mental health. But when you're looking at Surge 365 in particular and travel and having the options, you know, as you was talking about the River Cruise and the music, I was looking at the Music Cities River Cruise that goes from Memphis to Nashville, and it's a theme cruise. You know, where they bring speakers on and they talk about the history of music, you know, whether it be Memphis or whether it be Nashville. And then you've got the New Orleans cruise that goes from New Orleans to Nashville. And then you've got a cruise for 22 days, a river cruise that goes the entire Mississippi, you know, starting in New Orleans and going all the way up to St. Paul, Minnesota. Who even knew, right? Rivers. The Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. But when you're talking about getting back to nature, when you're talking about reclaiming that feeling, and Ron, you mentioned $600 for setting up a cruise for someone that took you how long? And the only reason it took, you know, as long as it did because they couldn't make up their mind where they wanted to go. On the back end of the pandemic, when you had 8 billion people locked down, and here we are in travel, what are those 8 billion people globally going to want to do? They're going to want to get out of the house, get away from the kids, or maybe bring the kids, whether it be road trips. You know, I just saw on our Travmanity travel agency site that we offer RVs. You can rent RVs on our site. And when you're with a company that gives you options, like Brendan and I have options. That's why we've taken 36 cruises, right? We have options to either just go ourselves and check it out. And so we can come back and tell people. Yeah, but it gives you options. And so in Surge 365, and this is what I love about the company, you know, Brendan and I have been in this industry since I left corporate America in 2005. And so think about it. We've been full-time in the travel industry since 2005. Whenever I do something, I want to make sure that it works for me. And if it works for me, it can work for people. But I got to test it out first. And so I left my job in corporate America in 2005 and said, hey, can I make a go of it in this travel industry where I can serve in the community and be in a business that creates wealth, tapping into travel, that allows Brenda and I both. Brenda was a broker, real estate broker. She owned her own brokerage firm. And she left before I even left, you know, stressed out. And then I said, okay, let me leave also. And I left in 2005. She must have probably left maybe 2000. And so she got so sick and tired of being stressed out. But can I make a go of it and make money in the travel industry that will free us both up to do our passions? That takes courage, you know, and prayer. But we did. And Brenda, nor neither Brenda or myself have gone back to work since 2005. And we said, let's take a look at this travel thing. Surge 365 comes along in 2015. And so the previous company, YTV, they asked us, can you join Surge 365 and help us build teams? Like you said, Ron, building teams and helping people. It's kind of like a brokerage firm. If you're real estate, you know, you can be a broker and bring on real estate agents and train real estate agents and help them to, you know, create a niche in the market. Or you could just be a real estate agent yourself. You have an option. Mm-hmm. We said, okay, no, let's be like that broker and let's bring on, you know, in our case, travel agents. And, of course, Ron, that's when you come to the table. And Joel mm-hmm. comes to the table. You know, Kurt comes to the table. You know, others come to the table. Country Boy comes to the table. And so we can build teams of travel agents. That was before the pandemic. So now here we are, pandemic, you know, post-pandemic, where 8 billion people now want to travel. In Surge 365, now it has the three primary opportunities, you know, as we close up the call. But you have the travel agency that we were just talking about. So, Ron, we went to Puerto Vallarta, and for the first 4 days, total of 9 days, first 4 days we went on travel agent rates and stayed at the Hilton Resort. Travel agent rates cost next to nothing, right? And then we went to the convention. But with the travel agency, a person can actually start a new career. And so you want to be, like you were saying, a wedding destination specialist. You want to be a river cruise specialist. Brenda's a Commodore with Princess Cruises. You know, whatever area, you want to be a Disney specialist, special needs travel specialist. So a person can take these trainings, they're online, they're free, right? And build this portfolio. They want to be a Hyatt specialist, a Marriott specialist, and work from home. A Viking river cruise specialist or a Viking cruise specialist. Mm-hmm. When ever has a person had a free opportunity to acquire a skill set that's in desperate need of travel agents? And so the travel agency, with that travel agency comes a booking engine. And so Brenda has a booking engine. You know, beyond the Vortex, beyond the membership, she has a booking engine powered by Priceline. The only difference is she can give this link out, and they can book, but instead of Priceline keeping all the money, she gets paid a commission when people book. The prices are competitive, they're the same, but it's Priceline, they're powered by Priceline. And so we have that as an engine that people can just go straight there, book. Brenda earns a commission because she's got that link. So the travel agency, first. Secondly, there's the membership, the travel club membership. And that's what you had mentioned with the concierge that we can call, that can do travel research, they can book trips for us, and, you know, and the lowest prices, it's wholesale prices to travel. And that's how Brenda and I travel, with the travel membership, shop online, all kinds of things. It's a travel benefits, lifestyle benefits program. Then thirdly, we have the Vortex. The Vortex is amazing, Ron. And what I appreciate about yourself is you saw the value of the Vortex. The Vortex is a travel booking engine. It's a travel portal that a person in Surge can give this free complimentary Vortex link out to the world. hey, here's a link that you can book on. Don't go to Expedia. Don't go to Priceline. You know, don't go to booking.com. Go to this link. It's a private link, and because it's a private link, we're able to pass on deep savings over the public rate that's set by Expedia and Priceline. So when somebody gets this free complimentary Vortex link, it's an international link that converts into, like, multiple languages around the world. So anyone on social media, anyone around the world can get this free link, and not only can they convert it to their language, they can pay in their currency and through this free link. You don't even have to know the people, right? You give this link out to somebody in China, they're going to England, and they save. The beauty of the Vortex, the person's going to save up to 60% less than the public rate. When they book that hotel, it goes out and it looks at the public rate and comes in with an algorithm under up to 60% less than that rate internationally. And then the owner of the Vortex earns 60% of whatever that person saves. So if they save $100, you're earning $60. It's a revenue-generating stream. It's a tool to create wealth. One of the things I appreciate about you, Ron, when you saw this as a concept, and I was telling you how, hey, if I as an individual can give out a free link to a friend and they save and I earn when they save, it's a win-win. They're happy, I'm happy. But what if I could give this out to, or what if I could bring on board a church or a school, as Mary was talking about, or a business, and they wanted to give it out to their dedicated membership base or congregation or employees and say, hey, here's a link because you're part of this organization, part of this school, working with this company, book through this link. It's going to save you up to 60% on your travel. Whether it be business-related, whether it be personal-related, it's going to save you. And the person saves in that congregation. The employee saves as part of that business. You know, the school student family saves as we approach, you know, Thanksgiving break and Christmas break. They save 60% of what that person saves, and you don't have to manage this as a fundraiser. You know, so it's not like a traditional fundraiser. 60% of what they save comes back to the owner of the Vortex. Now, you talk about a fundraiser, you know, that happens without you. You know, you just gave out this link and it's going viral and people are saving, and 60% of what they save comes back to you or that organization or that school or that business instead of going to Expedia. Think about this, and this is one of the things that I always think about. Hurricane Ian, Florida, the state ordered to evacuate, mostly, of course, down south, you know, east coast, the west side of Florida because of this hurricane. All of those people who evacuated, how many stayed in a hotel? Now imagine an emergency organization, you know, whether it be a school, a church, whatever. Hey, here's a free link. You've been ordered to evacuate. It's mandatory. This will save you some money if you're staying in a hotel. And imagine if that was a church or some national organization or whatever it may be, whomever, that said, you know, evacuate, gave out that free link to all those folks who evacuated in Florida, and they saved 60%. Now imagine, as we close this call, 60% of what they save coming back to that organization, that church, that business, that whomever, that Red Cross organization, they earn the recovery money while going through the crisis, even before the crisis. Back to you, Ron.
Well, it's just another outreach, another avenue of creating income, an avenue of creating helping a treasurer or a church. You know, a lot of times churches now, they need money to pay the bills, pay the pastor. Well, there's still people now that are starting to travel. You can get an income source for the church, and that's a system, that's a program. So we mention that because the Hope Collection offers, and we've vet organizations. There are many areas that you could learn about that you might want to take advantage of that fits your needs for a way, and we make sure that the company's integrity and going to be good and isn't going to take advantage of you, and that you can take advantage of that. So we talk about it. it's been beneficial to Rick Reese and his family and my husband, my wife, and I. We're not out recruiting people. We're finding people who are really interested in finding something reliable that they can serve others. And that's what this is all about, guys. So you can get a hold of us, and we'll talk about it. But we're not out, like I said, we're not recruiting people, but if you're interested in something or you know someone who needs something like this, call us and we'll work together to help you accomplish that. Rick, thank you so much again for your insights. And everybody that came on board today, I want to thank you for being here. I know your time is valuable, and we're glad you joined us today. You have a great day, and God bless.
God bless. We'll see you.
Bye, everybody.